Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nipper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Witt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Witt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Easler moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easler tags and scores. Barrett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Evans reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby, who is chasing the ball. Easler reaches third base with a triple. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice is walked intentionally. John Cerutti now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby, who is chasing the ball. Gedman reaches third base with a triple. Boggs scores. Buckner scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Easler moves to second. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Gedman, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Nicosia now catching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Rice reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Rice moves to third. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Jim Acker now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manuel Lee pinch hits for Tony Fernandez. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Nipper covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Manuel Lee now playing shortstop. Ron Shepard now playing center field. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Lou Thornton now playing left field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Mike Easler. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Ron Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Shepard reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a line drive towards the mound. Nipper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shepard scores. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Al Oliver. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Filer now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Jurek pinch runs for Wade Boggs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jurek moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shepard. Rice reaches second base with a double. Jurek scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shepard. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Rice scores. It's 13-1, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Tony Armas. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicosia hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Blue Jays 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Clark now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a pop-up towards third. Gruber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shepard hits a pop-up towards third. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.